Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record all day long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
Shins, isn't it? But this is the great thing. Now I've got the office set up on the farm. Yeah, I do just... The
cat noise.
And it's Frankie Howard. Enough of that, though. 0344 499 1000. The Late Night Alternative. The A Team is back, and by that I mean Matthew Wright. Starting first day today for Matthew Wright. The odds of us bumping into each other very slim. You know that John Peel and David. This is a true story. It sounds like I'm making this up. John Peel and David Kidd Jensen once waited in a car park to beat up another radio presenter, and I can't think who it
really?
Was. That's a true story. Let's go. Don't Google it. Let's work this out. Nick, I'll be with you in a second. This is more important, I'm afraid.
Mike Reed.
I was thinking Mike Reed. No, but one that they found was really irritating.
Savile.
No. It's a true story. There was a third presenter there. It might have been Mike Reed. Oh, was it Simon Bates?
Oh, no.
Google it now. What did Mike... John Peel and David Kidd Jensen hang out in the BBC car park once to beat up Simon Bates? That's what I'm going to say it was.
Car park.
True story. Absolutely true story. I wouldn't lie to you. In fact, I need to talk to you about lies, guys. I need to talk to you a minute. Remind me. Lies.
No, DLT, was it?
Oh, it's DLT! That was it! They did! They didn't jump him in the end. We know a bit about jumping, hey? But, I mean, because he likes wearing jumpers. What are you talking about?
Waistcoats, actually.
But there we go. Oh, Edmonds was the jumpers. But yeah, they waited in the car park to duff him in.
He's a big man.
A while ago, I had a guy on the show called Nick Armin.
No, it was Simon Bates.
Was it? Oh.
Hang on, yeah.
Sorry, Nico, you're going to have to wait even longer because this is some story. This is.
But then it says they both hated DLT.
Okay.
Probably both. Probably both, eh?
So we had a guy on the show called Nico Milana who Are you going to finish? I've introduced the guy three times now. We've got to talk to this guy.
Talk to Nico on the line.
Oh, let's get. No, and he makes videos and he's funny and stuff like that. Nico's on the line. Good evening, Nico.
Hello.
There's that pause again. Well, I'm doing really badly, right? And I'm going to speak in code.
Okay.
But Kath has just told me, literally, while that song was playing, the result of a little something we did.
Oh, Frank. Yeah.
It did. And I've just texted you. So you got a text from me on your phone. I didn't know that it ended so badly.
Yeah, no, so basically, the prank is done. I can send it to you, but I can't post it online until I resolve it in some way.
Oh, I want to see it, but I don't want to see it.
I don't want to see it. But we can't say anything about it, can we?
Not yet.
Wow. But Nico, basically, he basically got some compromising pictures of me. And he...
Oh, wait. No, you can say it on the radio show what we did, but I just can't post it.
But can I say what happened?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
Well, can you say what happened?
Okay. Well, basically, I called upon Ian and Catherine to do a prank on my friend Johnny. I don't know if any of you, like, frequent listeners remember Johnny and I were on the show in person. How long ago was it? Like a month ago now.
About a month ago, and we were all wearing Tidal T-shirts, and not Tidal,
Brooklyn Tidal.
Brooklyn Tidal, and it was you both came on to talk about your stuff and Brooklyn Tidal and this new exciting YouTube project that we had going, and it was all a wind up against your mate.
Yes, it was
your ex mate. Sorry, amazing. Your former friend.
No, don't say that. Don't say that. I'm sorting it. I'm sorting out the situation, but right now. It is former friend, but
that we were going to pay him, what was it, 25 grand?
Yeah, and then five grand. Yeah. We were throwing money
around. We were going to pay him 25 to 30 grand for sponsorship deal. He got a little boner going, got excited, as you would, as any young man would, with that amount of money being waved in your hands.
He was talking to you about buying a Mercedes, wasn't he?
And
a Mercedes.
Catherine has just told me, just during that song, I didn't know, that when you revealed to him it was a prank, it didn't really go as well as you'd hoped.
No, it didn't.
Okay.
Were punches thrown?
No, but it was not pretty.
Oh, God.
But can I just ask you one important question? Did you film the ugliness?
No. So basically, at one point, I filmed the reaction, but then at one point he said, turn the cameras off. So I was like, okay, turn them off.
Wow.
And then since then, it's just I've just been working on trying to resolve the situation.
Well, I think I'm going to have hand in my membership card to the NDL because seriously, dude, I'm going to burn it. This is not what I signed up for. I signed up for a little bit of joshing. I didn't want to drive a young man to suicide, which it sounds like we got close to it.
No, I'm sure it'll turn out all right.
Is that why you sent me a text? I got a text a while ago going, "Hi Ian, the video turned out amazing. Thank you so much for your help. I'm trying to make the whole concept into a three-part series. I thought a great ending would be actually getting Virgin involved to make it up to Johnny. Do you think this is possible? And if so, have you got an email I could reach out to?" And I just replied, "No." Was that what that was?
Yeah, that's what that was.
Oh, Nico.
I can't believe... How many of your other videos that you've made have you not been able to air because of sensitivities? Or are we the only one?
No, this is the only one because it's my friend. Like, I want it to be... I don't want it to end like this because he's my friend.
Ex-friend. Okay.
You're going to have to buy him a Mercedes.
Now, Nico came to our attention when he went... It's some really, really, really funny videos. Really funny. This guy is well, I was going to say fearless, but I watched... The fight you went to and you were bricking it. Undercover at the EDL and wound up the EDL and that kind of brought it, you know, he's been getting, his videos get hundreds of thousands of hits and but that was the one that I think kind of brought you to the mainstream. But your last, well, there's two things. I watched the video today of you at that silly fight by...
Logan Paul.
The suicide boy, the Japanese suicide boy. Is that Logan Paul?
Uh-huh.
And another guy who I don't know because I'm a 45-year-old dad. And they but they had a big boxing match over the weekend or something in Manchester. Is that right? Because I've been away. I've missed all this.
Yeah, they had a big boxing fight.
And you
boxing fight.
You have you seen that whole video?
No,
man, it's funny. It's one of my favourites, right? But so your plan is you want to get in the ring.
Yeah, because basically it's the biggest event like in YouTube, like or a live event, like definitely, but the biggest event in YouTube history. So I thought it's a great way to pull off a stunt
that won't piss off a friend of yours. But I'm not going to give it away, right? I'm going to give. There's one bit where he's got to get wristbands printed up, right? That say ringside. So he goes to this printers, and the guy says, "Well, why do you need ringside on it?" "Oh, it's my name."
Oh, Nico.
And the guy's going, "You sure your name is ringside?" He goes, "Yeah, it's my name." Oh, I watched that bit three times. It was so funny. I was in hysterics. It's a very, very funny video. I think your friends play a blinder in this as well. I'm going to be honest, man. Those guys are the stars. Their little looks to camera, they play an absolute blinder. With the bit where one of your mates escorts you off the premises, it's so good.
Oh, yeah, Chunks.
Chunks. He gets chucked out. I'll take him. He's his mate. But there was a bit, though, man, where you wobbled when you're about to do what you're about to do, and you can see the fear in your face. How do you overcome that fear, Nico?
I just think afterwards, because I'm my own toughest critic, and afterwards I know I'd regret it and I'd kick myself so much. So it's sort of like I feared that more than I feared the ring. So I just went for it.
But then here's the beautiful thing that happened while you were at this silly fight between two idiots. Someone shouts out in the video, Tommy Robinson is here. The vile racist thug who went to prison for when a copper tried to stop him beating up his missus, he hit the copper. He went to prison for it.
Yep.
And of course, you've got a great connection with the EDL. You started the NDL, the Nico Defence League, as a tribute to those guys who... And so there's now another clip going around of you. Oh, I've just remembered what you get Logan Paul to say as well. I'm not going to say it, but it's funny, man. But there's another clip with you and Tommy Robinson. So how did you bump into him?
So basically, his son, Tommy Robinson's son, is a big Jake Paul fan. So I turned up to this thing to film a clip where I said, got Logan to say that thing. I turn up there, I walk in the door, Logan and Jake hadn't arrived yet, but I see Tommy Robinson, and I turned back around, looked at the camera, and I was shocked. I was like, this is amazing,
because
it's Tommy Robinson.
Yeah.
So I thought at that moment that he'd know who I was, because obviously like it's EDL sort of stuff, and I know he's not part of the EDL anymore, but like he's still connected.
He's still racist, yeah. He's still connected by philosophies, yes.
Oh, and he's still their poster boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And they all want to free him. They all want to turn up to his marches and stuff like that. So, yeah, no, I turned up and then I just made sure I got like an interview with him.
And so did you, because the clip I've seen is him saying something like, big up the NDL.
Yeah.
Did you get any more with him, or was that what you got?
Yeah. Well, I also tweeted a video where I actually interviewed him.
Oh, I've not seen that.
The problem was he didn't know who I was, and he was with his son as well. So it was sort of like I didn't want to like overdo it. So I was just acting like he was my big inspiration.
Yeah, don't embarrass him in front of his boy.
The thing is, I bet he loved that as well, didn't he?
You could see it from his face.
Yeah, well, the thing is, because I saw him at the fight when he was coming out of the toilet, and obviously, like, the Independent made an article about it, the Daily Mail made an article about it, and he walked out of the toilet and saw me, and he came over to me, and the problem was, like, he was being really nice to me, so he was like, "Oh, I saw your EDL video; it was very funny and stuff like that."
Wow.
Yeah, no, exactly. So I really wasn't sure how to react.
Well, this is the thing. This is why you should never meet people, because most people are really nice. You know, they may be fascists and racists, but most people are nice. Just Nico, stay there, because I'm just going to mute my mic, so I'm just going to tell Catherine what you got Logan Paul to say. Hang on a second.
Okay.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
They could be dreaming and meeting each other in their dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
It's good. It's a really good...
Idiot.
It's such a good video. Okay, so you've... Right, oh, I've not seen the... You've seen the interview, have you, Catherine? Have you seen...
No, I've just seen the little clip that you put on Twitter.
The interview is out there. Right, we'll check this. Are you still getting, backlash from the EDL lot, or has that died down now?
No, yeah, it's died down completely now. Like, I think the Tommy Robinson, him endorsing the movement has just made it, like, even more so. Like, I haven't had, like, a single message from any of them.
He's endorsed the movement. Nico, we love you so much, apart from the fact that you've now involved us in a scandal. A scandal.
Yeah.
A scamming scandal. Let us know if we can do anything that doesn't really put us out, you know, it doesn't take up much more than 10 minutes of our time to help.
No, I'm sorry about that last one.
Nico, if people want to join the NDL, if they want to support the NDL, where are the best places to go to?
Nico Omelana on Twitter, Nico Omelana on YouTube, and Nico Omelana on Instagram.
All right, man. We'll tweet all that stuff again. Always good to talk to you, man. You give us a call anytime.
There you go. Thank you very much, Ben.
Very good. Very good. Very good. Thank you, Nico. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.